You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 19, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite. We also have a special guest host today, TNT, Johnny White Trash, another YouTuber and podcaster.
Okay, Mr. Trash.
Mr. Trash.
He's here today.
He is here today. But before we get to that, have you ever heard of a sexually suicidal animal?
Sexually suicidal.
Sexually suicidal.
Dolphins.
And no, I'm not talking about when I don't get laid for a little while.
No. <Ba-dum-bumps. laughs> You are an animal in a sack. No, I've never heard of such a thing.
Okay. There is actually an animal. It's a small Australian marsupial. It's called the Antechinus. Antechinus. Mm-hmm. The males of this species literally end up killing themselves during mating season from having too much sex.
Oh, wow. Just going at it, huh?
Right. It says during the brief period that they can mate, the males get with as many females as possible. It says at some points they have up to 14 hour straight violent sessions.
Violent sessions.
Causing their bodies to deteriorate.
Okay.
This is such a problem, this breed.
Is it?
It's now endangered. They have almost fucked themselves into extinction.
Wait, how did... But they're fucking, so they're having, like, litters or whatever the fuck they have.
I don't know. I think basically over time what happens is, you know, they do a bunch of fucking, they have the babies, but there's only so many males. The males, but they're not saying if it's fucking, I don't know, dude. But what it said was, after they reach sexual maturity, they stop making sperm. So they cannot – they can only procreate like one time.
Yeah.
And then it says they put all their energy into mating. It says – so when they're ready, their hormones and testosterone are so high and they soar so much that their fur starts falling off. Like they're so fucking like ready to go.
It's like me in the morning. Right. Fucking you wake standing at attention. Testosterone is just pumping.
Yeah, it says they eventually end up with internal bleeding. Their immune system fails all while they are still trying to mate and then eventually die. Talk about one hell of a fucking weekend, right?
Talk about one hell of a weekend. That's intense. But it's almost like spiders, because don't spiders, like the female spider eats the male spider during coitus?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that on my own, but now you said that, I do recall that being.
There's some animals out there that are just like, I'm going to hit even if I die.
Yeah.
Like, I think mantises are the same way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The fucking female mantis eats the mantis head while he's still penetrating her.
Wow. Imagine if, like, you like had sex with a woman, she turned around and ate your head while you...
I don't want to imagine that.
She just, like, opens her fucking jaws, like, unhinges her jaw. But, oh, you know what this is off topic of this, but I saw a thing the other day that said, imagine how pissed off we have to make bees to want to, like, sting us knowing that they're going to die after they cause us just, like, a little bit of pain and discomfort.
I'm thinking that they don't know that's going to happen.
Oh, like, they don't realize that their abdomen's going to get ripped off when they...
I don't think they know it.
God, that would be, like, an awful... Could you imagine, like, there's one thing that all humans, like, can do, but, like, we didn't know, like, when we did it would, like, kill us?
I think as babies, most of us have tried to stick something into the socket or try to pull a pan off the stove.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess as we get old, I guess that's where the opposable thumbs and the large brains help us out. Where bees are just like, exactly. All they know is fucking flowers and fucking...
The sum total of the world's knowledge, that helps a little bit, too.
Yeah, bees aren't around long enough to be able to educate each other.
They die as, like, two-year-olds.
Yeah, that makes sense. If everyone in the human race died at two, we would never have anything happening.
We would be extinct.
Yeah, right? No shit. So, all right. Now that you know that animals have sex till they disintegrate, enjoy the show, everybody. Hello Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with...
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamight. What's going on, Jonas?
Nothing, we have a special guest host for today's episode.
Ooh, who do we got for
Mr.
listeners?
Johnny White Trash, another podcaster and YouTuber. Why don't you go ahead and say hello to everyone and let them know where they can find you online.
Hi, folks. For the most part, I'm White Trash Show on all the social medias and JohnnyWhiteTrash.com when all the social medias are not trying to shadow ban me. Not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just saying, I should be more popular than I am.
I agree.
I feel that way every day.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I know.
So they
shadow bans.
They're trying shadow to bans. Ban. They ban you on all the social media.
Well, they call it a shadow ban where they just kind of put your results a little lower in the search results than they need to be. YouTube's terrible for that. Like, more people should watch my videos by mistake than do now.
I like that.
And everywhere else I put my stuff gets more of a reaction than YouTube. YouTube hates me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of YouTube, we also have a YouTube channel that we started. It's our gaming channel, Crazy Town Media on YouTube. We do want to thank you all for listening today, of course. Make sure you do follow us on Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod and at Crazy Town Media. If you do not follow me by the time I get done telling you about it, Grandma will not take you out for turkey wraps tonight for dinner.
But Grandma, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Right. Also, cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. So, we have a pretty crazy show planned to get today, guys. I guess no crazier than normal. But before we get into any stories, TNT, you ready to drop some knowledge on these hosts?
I'd be happy to. TNT Dynamite here with some more word knowledge type shit for you.
Word knowledge type shit?
Yeah.
Is that
the
technical term?
So today's words, motherfuckers, is paraph.
Paraph. Can you spell that for the folks at home?
P-A-R-A-P-H. And a paraph is the flourish that you put on the end of a signature, like if you're an asshole or a doctor, to
like
try to
PhD
confuse
part
people.
Or whatever?
No, it's like if you write your signature and you like put a little squiggly at the end just to kind of be special.
Oh, like where I like make the shape of a penis at the end of mine?
Every single signature.
The people in the bank love it.
I thought you were going a different direction there, like, you know, a pair of, like, you know, balls.
real highbrow humor here, guys. We're off to a banging start. Two dick jokes.
I call myself Johnny White Trash. I'm not known for my highbrow humor.
Caucasian trash.
Got to keep it PC on this Crazy Town podcast.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Oh, shit. I don't know what the fuck to do now.
No,
I guess
good.
I'll just sit here in silence for the rest of the show, guys.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're in a safe place.
Yeah. We're in a safe zone here. So I'm gonna get right into it, guys. Have either of you guys ever heard of the Twinkie diet?
There's so many places you could take this.
Now I don't know if you know this, I'm trying to get all the right terms here.
Isn't that when you
like
the
homosexual
yes,
community?
That's what I was going for. Thank you.
They have different names for different appearances.
Yes.
And a twink.
Yes.
Is like if Zac Efron was gay, he would be a twink, right?
So basically, Zac Efron.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
I think twinks are smaller though, right? They're like small wayfish boys.
Wayfish?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm with you. Maybe. Okay. Here it is.
Good.
If Andy Dick was good looking.
Yes. Yes. David Spade is basically a twink.
Yes.
Is David Spade a homosexual?
I mean,
yeah. Well, anyway, you guys
Spade.
Are completely wrong. It's more literal than what you actually
think. Okay, it's not twink.
In 2010, a professor named Mark Hobb, he was a professor at Kansas State University. He was teaching a course on human nutrition. So he wanted to show the students that by dropping to an 1,800-calorie-a-day diet, even if you ate foods such as Twinkies, pizza, donuts, etc., you could lose weight. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? Yeah, people say calories a calorie compared to, like, it's basically just a matter of how many calories you're eating to what you're expending.
You're not getting any nutrients from a Twinkie, though.
I don't know. I don't really trust calories.
You don't trust? Wait a minute. Hold on. No, expand on that.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, let's hear this.
Just hear me out on this. Is they keep telling me that, like this was the day that I stopped listening to calories altogether. And it's like, brand new Coke Zero has zero calories. And so I'm like, wait. So that's just as good for me as water? No, that doesn't sound right.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, ever since then, I'm like, well, now that they know how to control the amount of calories in the food, it's kind of, I don't know, it's like they're lying to me.
You know what I want is someone to control the fucking calories in chicken wings so I can eat as many fucking chicken wings. I want a zero-calorie chicken
wing. But then it'd just be like eating tofu on a bone.
they just start shaping tofu on fake chicken bones?
Yeah.
Aww.
See, I he doesn't trust calories. I'm real suspicious of riboflavin. There's something about that word.
And how, the word.
Then they put it in your food. You don't know what riboflavin does. What does riboflavin do? Nobody fucking knows.
That's right up there with niacin.
Oh, my God. That shit is of the devil.
I heard that
like,
once.
You need your B vitamins. And it's like, you know, if you just called them B6, B12, I agree. I'm fine. The minute you're like you say, riboflavin and niacin and
thiamin. Get the fuck. Get your thiamin out of my waffles.
Just sprinkle some MSG on. At least it'll taste good, right?
I'm more of an ass man than a thigh man.
Exactly.
This guy's a perfect fit.
right. So he didn't only eat junk food, but he ate it with other things. You know, like on top of the Twinkies and pizza and donuts and all that, he would eat some other thing. I'll get into that here in a minute. But he wanted to debunk the myth that certain foods completely wrecked diets, caused obesity and diabetes. He wanted to prove it was all moderation, which makes sense because, I mean, if you eat less food, you have less to expend. You know, depends what you're doing. I mean, you can easily lose some weight. So he ended up losing 27 pounds in 2 months on this diet. Which
it's a lot
of weight for 2 months.
Yeah.
Wait. This guy's diet was so shit before that he switched to nothing but like Twinkies and fucking Big Macs and loses 27. That's what I hear. Well, I don't know if that's where we're going.
But like prior, he was this palm fisting vats of Crisco.
Yeah, just Winnie the Pooh into the Crisco jar.
No, it's like. Now that I've dropped to one Big Mac instead of four.
Just microwave a glass of Velveeta.
Oh, yuck.
So, he actually did. He made an improvement. So good for him.
What's funny about the point you made was in the article that I read about this, the guy who wrote the article was like, I don't know if this man should be teaching a health and nutrition class if he can lose 27 pounds in a month, or in 2 months. Because if you have that much weight to lose and you're teaching health and nutrition, what student is going to take him serious as he has a beer belly and he's like, oh, yeah, guys, just make sure you eat good. like, fuck you, teacher.
I don't know. I don't want to poke a hole in your theory, but I mean, to be fair, I forget his name now because I'm Canadian and I don't know football, but the guy who coaches the Patriots never played football.
Bill Belichick.
Old Belichick.
And I don't know if you know this, but the New England Patriots are the best.
I like them. Right? They're one of my favorite teams.
Come on. They didn't win.
One of those I like the Patriots.
No, man. No. I've liked them since way back before they even had when they were the Browns of today.
Before they started cheating.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, cheaters need fans too, man. I mean, come on.
It's just that our listens are going to go down drastically.
People are going to be like, "Oh wait, Patriots?"
Once they find out you're a Patriots fan,
they're just deleting us.
Well, I can tell you for right now for sure TNT Dynamite does not. I'm not a Patriot fan.
So. No, you're not. You hate him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, who are you a fan of?
Cleveland.
Yeah, me too. We're originally from that area.
The Browns.
The Browns.
Yes.
We like misery,
man. I don't know much about football, but I haven't heard of them. They must not be that good.
that's exactly the point.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Well, they won zero games last year for the second time ever in football, so.
Yeah, no games in a season.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What else we got on Twinkie guy?
All right. So anyways, so basically he, what in on top of all this junk food, he would eat, some of the stuff he would eat would be Twinkies, Little Debbie snacks.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, they're so fucking
Which
good.
Which ones, the Swiss cakes
or I'll tell you in
cakes.
A minute. I'm getting into it. Brownies, Doritos, Oreos, all that sort of shit he would eat. But then he would also eat veggies. He drank a lot of protein shakes to get nutrients. Because, like you said, if you're eating Twinkies, you're getting no nutrients.
Yeah.
Vitamin supplements, you know, just to make sure he wasn't going to die from eating basically high fructose corn syrup for 2 months straight.
Okay, all right, I guess.
So, for example, one day of his diet, here's what he ate. A double espresso, 2 servings of Twinkies, a Little Debbie Star Crunch.
A Star Crunch?
Yeah, dude. Why is he going Star
Crunch? Oh, those are the brownies with
no,
the
No. Those are the ones that are like Rice Krispies with chocolate.
The caramel ones?
Yeah, and there's caramel in it, too.
Oh, those things are gross.
Yeah. Diet Mountain Dew, 1/2 serving of Cool Ranch Doritos. By the way, is like 7 Doritos. Two servings of Corn Pop cereal. 1.5 servings of a chewy fudge brownie, 1/2 serving of a Little Deborah, Little Debbie.
Little Deborah.
Little Deborah.
You ever seen those memes online?
It's the Canadian version.
it's like a play on how bad they are for you. They call it, what is it, like Large Deborah or something, and she's like a chubby girl. It's like they took the skinny Little Debbie and made her like an adult.
I could see that.
And then one serving of Muscle Milk protein shake, 1,589 calories.
It's not bad.
No, but it sounds like he ate a lot of shit, right?
Yeah, he didn't eat much of anything.
No, that sounds like you got a little stoned. If you live in a place where marijuana is legal, I don't advocate breaking the law or getting caught.
We live here. I've never even seen it. We went over this in the podcast. I've never even seen what marijuana looks like.
Yeah, no, it. But anyway,
tell us more about this getting stoned.
Yeah, what is this?
So it's a little different depending on which country you live in, right? Like in Canada, it means you get a little happy and you eat junk food. In some countries, it means you're buried up to your neck and people throw rocks at you. It all depends on where you are.
It's a very true thing.
Are you telling me you can go down to Canadian Tire and just get a dime bag?
Not yet.
I heard it's coming. I heard it's real close. Like they're
July
about to
1st. Well, you've been able to just like order it online for a while and nobody cares. In fact, if anybody needs a referral code, I get bonus bud points.
Well, you might as well give it out. Give it out, man.
If you go to tremo.ca, hit me up. I'll send you a link.
That's awesome.
I'll send you a
bonus bud points. That's bonus so awesome.
A buddy of mine who lives a couple hours away, but their podcast is literally sponsored by budzone.ca.
Wow. That's so awesome.
That is
pretty cool. And if you use their code for, like, if you spend $200 and you use their code, you get a free 1/8 of wheat.
What the fuck? That's like, it's so
fucking
crazy.
Canada, man.
It's like buy 2, get 1 free fucking like corn
really
pots,
is.
But it's fucking pot.
You can just go to Tim Hortons and just
get your
morning coffee.
Yeah, and get some
and go out for a rip.
Are you well versed in the latest Tim Hortons controversy?
No, I'm not a very good.
I saw the picture of the lady who threw her.
Yes, I posted the video on my Facebook page, facebook.com/whitetrashshow, and she was a known problem, is what they said in the article.
A known problem.
She asked to use the washroom, and they had a key, and they said no. So she literally just goes up against the wall, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of squats over the wall. Drops a deuce right there on the floor, picks it up, and just fucking hucks it.
Threw it at him.
Yo, that's the video you showed me. Yeah.
Runs over, grabs the napkins, throws the napkins, grabs
her
jacket,
had to clean up.
And leaves.
She had to clean up afterwards, of course. Jesus. And she threw that at them as well. Yeah, that's not very Canadian of her, I have to say.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
are you telling me that that's a normal occurrence in Canada?
Those people in British Columbia, they're a different breed.
Oh, I got you. Is that like the, where the hell is that? Would that be? Is that like the Florida of the United States?
No, but it's, well, it's where the wild mushrooms grow.
Oh, like the legit wild mushrooms?
Like the legit wild mushrooms.
Oh, Servin was just tripping balls all the time out there. So that's crazy. Time.
What the hell are they doing up there?
That's where all the marijuana's grown.
Oh, Jesus, man. That's crazy.
BC stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, right? So anyways, well, I got a quick hit. I sometimes throw in quick hit stories. And talking about the marijuana and all this, I do have a story. Eight Argentinian police were fired in April of 2018. There was a police warehouse that held 6,000 kilograms of stored pot. It's in pounds. It's about 13,000 pounds of pot. Well, then they got some new people like running things, and they did an audit, and they only found 5,500 kilograms of pot. So basically half a ton of pot disappeared. So they start doing an internal investigation to figure out what happened to 1,000 pounds of pot. And all eight officers' stories lined up. What their story was is that mice had eaten it.
I've heard this story.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, so you know, mice eat 1,000 pounds of pot. And just, you know, they didn't find any trace of mice. Or they said basically they knew it was a lie because the mice would just be dead. If they ate 1,000 pounds of pot, there would be a dead mouse somewhere.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know, what kills me is that they all agreed on that story.
Like, that's the best they could come up with.
They all shook hands and said, we're going
to
say
to myself. I mean, to be fair, if you steal 1,000 pounds of pot, that's probably the best story you could come up with, too.
That's very true.
The mice ate it.
Like, excuse me. Can you just imagine them sitting around? All right, guys. What do you got? And the best story out of eight chances was mice ate 1,000 pounds of pot.
See, they were high when they came up with that idea. That's obvious.
I think maybe they ate the 1,000 pounds of pot and then tried to come up with a story right then about what happened.
Oh, God. Did you hear that? There was a cop and he like stole some, like a little bit of weed from kind of same thing from like a storage, whatever. I don't know. It was like, it was a quarter. That's right. It was a quarter of an ounce. And him and his wife made pot brownies. And if anybody's ever had a large dose of edibles, so he phones 911 and he's like, we are dying.
they ate the entire quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, food. They're in trouble.
And they're like, I think I'm dead right now. Oh, my God, it's the best 911 call you've ever heard.
Yeah. That's awesome.
They played it on the news and everything, man. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, I've heard that if you eat a lot of edibles that you just pass the fuck out. Just fall asleep.
Yeah, and then when you try and get out of bed the next day, I've heard.
But, supposedly.
You know, maybe you didn't know what you were doing and you had 300 milligrams one night. Maybe. By the way, for those of you playing along at home, 300 milligrams is what we in the industry would call a heroic dose.
I don't know. What's the conversion rate on that?
That's like He-Man's dose.
I'm saying like a normal person, 20 to 30 milligrams will probably get you where you need to go.
So 10 times the normal person.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Even an experienced person's usually hanging around 50 max, right? Jesus.
Wow. So yeah, they were basically, so they probably did think they were dying.
Oh, God. Well, 300 milligrams. You try and get out of bed the next day and you know when you get off a boat? And your body has adjusted to the waves, but when you get on the ground, your body still thinks it's on the waves and you're like kind of rocking back and forth and you can't really stand up straight. I was doing that next to my bed. I mean, somebody I know. Yeah,
your friend.
You mean your friend was doing that.
And you were there to console him and provide the intervention necessary.
5 o'clock the next afternoon, I'm like, I think I can get out of bed now.
Oh, Jesus. Man.
Yeah.
All right. So don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs, kids.
That's the moral of the story.
You need more than just Twinkies.
Yes. You can't just survive on Twinkies. And don't say that mice ate the pot. Yeah, and don't eat large amounts of edibles.
Jesus.
I wonder if you, like, fed an animal strictly marijuana and then you ate it. Would that get you high?
I don't know. I don't think THC like compounds into your muscle fibers like that.
I mean, like if what if you, we talked about giving bees marijuana?
if you let them know, not feeding them that, but let them pollinate with marijuana flowers only.
Yeah.
Like before, but we talked about we didn't know. He may know. Does anyone that you know maybe know? Could bees pollinate and make honey strictly off of a marijuana plant? Do the flowers that or whatever that put come on it, would they be able to make honey out of that, do you think?
I know you have extensive knowledge of this subject.
Like that came up in our last episode because we talked about mad honey, and he was like, "Oh man, I wonder if wonder if bees could do that off of marijuana plants, and what would happen?"
So, I mean, you would think so. I mean, as of July 1st, it's legal to have two plants for personal use.
Oh, there you go.
So how many you got already?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Well, it's like it's funny. We see a bunch of – because we've been going to Home Depot because we're painting the house this weekend. And we keep seeing – my wife's like, how come all these like young kids are taking these ferns home and look at all these weird plants? I'm like, honey, I think they're practicing.
I think
I mean, if you could keep a fern alive – you know,
yeah, that's true. Everybody's a botanist.
They don't want to kill their damn marijuana plant. Damn, that's damn straight.
Oh, the best one was like, it was maple somewhere in Saskatchewan. Somebody had literally planted marijuana seeds in like this planter with flowers and shit, like right out front of an RCMP station.
Oh,
that stands for Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Yeah, cops.
The ones on horses?
Wait, sure.
They'll ride horses.
Well, it has mounted in their name.
Well, I mean, you know, that's how it started. I mean, to be fair, you have something called the CIA, and I'm sure it was intelligent when it started.
That's so true.
Touché.
But
touché.
Oh, shit.
Our government's trash.
Oh. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast, TNT and Jonas, along with Johnny White Trash.
What's up?
So, do you guys want to hear a story of probably one of the most badass men soldiers I've ever heard of a story about in my life?
No.
A badass man?
Badass man.
Okay.
Let's hear about the whole show. You know, I was like, you want to hear the story? No.
No.
What else you got?
Okay. Anyway, let's go on to the next one.
I'm kidding. I do want to hear the story.
Yeah.
This happened, let's see. This was in the Vietnam War.
Badass man.
This guy's name was Roy Benavidez.
Ooh.
So he was a soldier in Vietnam for the U.S. And he had got word that a 12-man patrol got surrounded by 1,000 enemy troops. And they radioed for help. Like, you know, hey, come save us. We're about to get fucked up by like 1,000 guys. Wait, that sounded a lot worse than that.
Badass man getting fucked up by 1,000 guys.
Yeah. 1,000 guys named Charlie.
Yeah, that's going to be the name of the episode. 1,000 dudes getting fucked up by bad men. Wait.
All right, there we go.
Anyway, so this guy, Roy Benavidez, he heard the call. And he grabbed a knife and a medical bag, and he hopped in a helicopter to go help his friends. My question, why didn't the guy grab a gun?
Maybe there wasn't a gun available?
I don't know. If he was at camp, he would have thought there'd be a gun somewhere, right?
Yeah, maybe.
But anyways, so he has a knife.
All right.
So it says...
And a medical bag.
And a medical bag, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like what the Florence Nightingale of isn't that who was like the medic from... I don't know, dude.
He's literally got like a knife and a satchel.
Yeah, basically, yes. So, and then it gets real. So if... It's like he only had that. So it said he saved 8 of the men over the course of 6 hours of fighting off enemy troops.
With a knife?
It says
and a satchel.
It says at one point an enemy stabbed him with his bayonet to which he pulled the bayonet out and then stabbed the soldier with the knife. Leaving it in him, like he killed him and just left him there with the knife in him.
Oh, cool.
It says over 6 hours, he had 7 major gunshot wounds, 28 shrapnel holes, both arms were slashed by bayonets.
Damn.
He had shrapnel in his head, scalp, shoulder, butt, feet, and legs. And his right lung was basically destroyed.
He took some battle damage there.
Just refer like, to it as battle damage.
Yeah, man. It sounds like a video game, honestly.
I know. It sounds like all he has to do is run around the corner and wait 10 seconds so he hits full health again, right?
Yeah,
like,
dude, go find a health pack, bro.
Yeah.
So I guess he had he also had injuries to his mouth and back of his head from being clubbed with a rifle butt.
Oh, shit.
And an AK-47 bullet entered his back and came out of his chest right below his heart. So this dude was fucked up.
He survived, though, huh?
They thought he was dead. They had him dead on a gurney, on a table, in a body bag. And when they went to zip it up, he spit in the doctor's face. And that's the only reason they knew that he was alive. That's like the only thing he could do was spit, and he spit in the doctor's face.
That sounds badass, but honestly, if I was his physician, I'd be a little angry.
You're just like, yeah, just zip it up anyway. Like, fuck this.
Jesus.
So it said that he spent, I think it was like he was in the hospital for like 2 years recovering from this or whatever. And then he went on to live until he died in 1998, 30 years later. And he died from diabetes complications.
Oh,
of
it.
All fucking things.
God damn it.
But what a badass, man. Like,
so that comes all the way back to the Twinkies.
Right? We've come full circle.
So he couldn't get killed by 1,000 Vietnamese troops, but the Twinkies got him.
But two Twinkies a day.
Right.
It's so true.
God, man. Like, I couldn't even. Could you imagine being like, okay, it's me versus 1,000 guys trying to kill me, and I got a knife.
You know, Jonas, contrary to popular belief here, I've never killed a person.
Oh, me neither.
I'm not in that business.
You're trying to quit?
I'm trying to quit. Yeah. Starts with one, you know, first one's free. No, so I don't know. I'd probably cry.
I would probably cry
if there were guys trying to kill me, yes.
Especially 1,000 of them.
Yeah, I'm going to cry. I'm crying just thinking about it, honestly.
What you went through, I'm tearing up. What about you, Johnny? If it was you versus 1,000 guys and you had a knife and a satchel.
I would just look at the 12 guys I was trying to save and be like, you guys are fucked. I'm going home.
Right.
Right. They radio in. They're like, oh, we're in a bad spot. He's just like, all right, hope you guys make it home.
You know, because I used to drive bus for a living. And when the radio got too loud and people were talking on it too much, I just kind of reached over the volume knob and turned it all the way down. I could see me doing the same thing. So like, yeah, we got 1,000. Just turn
we
that
need back
down.
Up. We need help right now. Come on.
Yeah, help, help, it's help, okay. Help, help.
I've seen the future. We lose this war anyway. And just.
Oh, man. So that guy, I thought, as I read that story, I was like, I cannot think of any other story I've ever heard in my life that was, like, more intense as, like, one person, like, overcoming the odds to, like, survive, especially with all the fucking damage he took.
Yeah, I guess we can celebrate this guy for murdering a bunch of guys, if that's what you guys want to do.
Yeah, you know.
Not just that, but, like, I hear, you know, Flight of the Valkyries playing the whole time. I see, like, a red and a red, white, and blue bandana and an eagle on his shoulder and just like stabbing motherfuckers over and over again, just knife to the forehead, America, knife to the forehead, America, knife to the forehead, America. Like that's just what I see. I see
that's probably pretty, that's I right.
see blue eyes.
How
you
big
know,
is this
I
package see, in your vision?
He has a giant erection.
And I see a tattoo on his ass cheek that says, don't mess with Texas.
That's right.
I think he is from Texas, to be honest. I think he was from Texas.
Oh, well, you'd have to be. You think some skinny little motherfucking cowboy from Montana is going to pull that shit off?
Yeah, Connecticut, some guy from Connecticut, like fucking just like, hey, guys, is it snowing here? Oh.
Like some kale-eating hippie from California. Man, maybe if we talk about our feelings, man, like, come to an agreement, you know? Like,
tell everybody how I feel. They'll stop attacking me, man.
Like, that's Texas, you know, like
we're here.
This guy knows America, man.
I know, right?
He's got us down, man. Yeah. Like really, to a science.
Yeah, I guess it's not that hard to figure out, really.
Yeah, because if I was going to move to America, I would move to Texas. It's just where it would, you know, like I'm from Alberta. We, you know, I spent a lot of my life doing construction and working on the oil rigs. Like, it just seems like, you know, and we're the beef capital of Canada. Like, this just seems like I feel like I'm in the Texas of Canada. I really do.
Right,
yeah.
I figured you for a Kingston boy. But all right.
No.
I don't even know what that means.
You got a little Kingston in his voice, but maybe I'm wrong.
What's Kingston?
Easterners.
It's offensive.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, wait, I missed the joke.
Those are the people that pronounce it Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. Oh, wow.
And they buy their fucking milk in bags.
Yeah, they do. They're the bag milkers.
How do you know so much about Kingston?
I watch a YouTuber who's Canadian.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what happens.
I was like, God, man. Right. Talk about him knowing America. You seem to know a lot about
some
shit.
Canadian.
All right.
But to be fair, you don't have no choice but to know America.
That's true. Yeah, that's
true. We live in Canada. It's like we have three Canadian channels. The other 942 are NBC affiliates. Like,
right. Yeah, that's true.
They have laws in place where they have to play a certain amount of Canadian music over the radio.
Oh, yeah, the Canadian content law.
Yeah, because America is just taking over with it.
Oh, the entertainment industry. Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Canada said to CMT, the country music television network.
They love country music.
They says, we got country music. If you don't play 30% country music in Canada, you can't be in Canada. You know what CMT said? Bye.
Yep.
Like, see you later.
And to this day, I cannot watch Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge legally because of that decision.
Is that what channel it's on?
When I listened to Stone Cold's podcast, it was.
Oh, I got you. Dude, and another great segue. I do have a quick hit that is actually WWE related. We never talk wrestling on this podcast.
Go ahead.
But I got a good story that I – so
Chris Benoit was innocent. No, okay, that was too far. That was too far. He was not innocent.
No, he definitely wasn't innocent.
That's maybe why you don't use a flying headbutt as you're finishing. Yes.
You had a cocaine head, nothing to do with
it. Yeah, I'm sure the roids and the coke and the hookers. They had nothing to do with it. So the WWE had to get a restraining order against a fan recently.
Oh.
All right.
So I guess this guy has been harassing the company since 2015.
Harassing the company.
Harassing WWE.
People, companies aren't people, Jonas.
Well, I'm getting into what he did.
All right.
So they have a training center in Orlando, Florida, where it's like the minor
league. Of course, it has to be Florida.
Yes. Always.
Everything is Florida.
I'm a WWE fan. I'm kind of familiar with this story, but you have a tendency to take stories I'm familiar with and go deeper, like the fucking dolphin masturbating lady.
That is anyone that ever wants to check out this podcast, that's the one I tell them to go listen. Episode
16?
No, it was number 10.
And number 10?
Yeah, it's I think it's called Dolphins Learning English and Other Adventures.
That was the first episode I heard. I remember because I'm like, crazy town. Okay, I'll check this out. I'm like, yeah, I know about the dolphin chick. And I'm like, but I didn't know that.
We always have to revisit this. It's like the scars are still fresh.
Still haunted. It was a year and a half.
I don't want to think about the lady touching dolphin penis. I'm sorry. I don't.
Marrying a guy and living in the dolphin.
Weird. To be fair, she must have been good at it because when she stopped, the dolphin took one big gasp of air and said, fuck it. I don't want to live anymore.
He was so hooked on her hand, he just had to fucking let it all go.
Yeah, I can't live without you.
What a thing to be skilled in.
Dolphin release. Ew.
All right.
So anyways, there was a guy. His name was Alejandro Montalavo.
Mm-hmm. Florida.
Yeah, right? So they have a training center in Orlando where they have like a minor league system for their thing.
NXT.
NXT is what it's called. So this guy in 2015, he smeared his own feces all over the walls of their training center in Orlando.
How Canadian of him.
is that what? Oh, thank you. Oh. Yeah, I don't know if he threw it. He smeared it, but I don't know if he threw it. So, but this isn't when he got this restraining order. So in the days following his poop attack, he kept showing up at the performance center dressed in makeshift wrestling gear, banging on the doors, and threatening the staff that worked there. And I guess this happened at numerous times because the article said on at least one occasion he was subdued by police at gunpoint.
What? What were his demands?
I don't know. I think he just wanted to be part of the
There's
the
no
show.
Motive here? What's the motive?
He likes
you gotta,
he likes
you gotta
it.
Commit to the gimmick, kid. You know what I mean?
He was doing his heel turn.
He
made a heel turn. Okay, I understand now.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, okay. I have never been – we talked about this like about a week ago, me and TNT. I have never been like such a super fan of anything that like – that I would, like, go to the lengths of, like, trying to, like, break into, like, their facilities to just, I guess, meet the people that are involved.
Yeah, that's because you're not crazy.
You can just buy tickets to a fucking meet and greet, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like, right. This day and age, like, meet and greet's a lot of money, and if you got money, you can meet them. If you don't got money, I don't know, get a job.
Oh, he's poor, and he wants to meet them, and he couldn't go to the meet and greet.
No, he wasn't poor. He's crazy, okay? Let's just get it correct here. He's crazy. Normal people don't do this.
Wait, normal people don't.
So what we're saying is meth, not even once.
Probably.
Yeah, probably
not ever meth.
It's Florida, so maybe not meth.
Ever.
Ever. He's never done Florida meth. He's done other meth. He's done Alabama meth, not Florida
meth. Oh, the Alabama meth. Oh,
yeah. That's a little different.
Well, you know about that, Mr. Trash? Huh? You have some, a hot take on that? Pander your wares on our listeners.
I do know one thing, because I talked to a guy. The meth in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is not actually blue.
Like from Breaking Bad. They don't have the blue meth. That was a genius tactic for that show, though, because, like it just made it – like, that. I'm sure so many people fucking thought that meth should be blue if it was pure.
Well, not just that, but, like, people started, like, legit making, like, that glass candy blue.
Oh, yeah.
And there are so many people, like, at farmer's markets selling blue meth candy. And that poor lady who owns the Breaking Bad house.
Oh, I hear it's, like, an epidemic, yeah.
Yeah, still gets pizza thrown on a roof. Like, again, you're talking about being a fan. I can't understand being – like, I enjoyed the show, but I didn't enjoy the show so much to say, you know what's going to make me really connect with the character? Walking over to this house and throwing a great big pizza on the roof.
Right.
You know?
Well, you do it, and then you take a picture.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's
all
for internet fame, you know?
That's crazy. Yeah, yes. So I'm glad that we're not crazy. And we're not going to –
don't take pictures of yourself breaking the law, folks, okay? Like, you know, there's a few things you don't do, okay? You don't take pictures of yourself breaking the law. You don't get a tattoo where a judge can see it. Like, there's just some
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Like, oh, no. You're like, put on a collared shirt and get tattoos anywhere that covers.
Right. As long as you can cover it with pants or a shirt, you're good. Above the neck, it's a little weary.
Yeah.
But that's like, I don't get these kids who like do shit and put it on Facebook Live, like beating up like a disabled boy or like fucking killing a cat.
Where the fuck have you seen this?
There was a news story. There was kids that like kidnapped this disabled kid that they went to school with and took him to an abandoned house and like.
Oh, yeah. Like a couple years.
Yeah. And then like people who torture cats and shit and put it on Facebook Live or Snapchat.
Dude, have you been surfing the dark web?
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, no. The cat one. I remember this kid. He thought he was like, oh, look at this. It's a baby kitten. And like just fucking hucks the thing like it's a football into the middle of the street.
Yeah, like, and people fucking, and they don't think they're gonna get in trouble for that. That's, like, fucking, like, illegal as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, well, like, people, like, there's a difference between being edgy, like, maybe you make jokes about throwing poop at things and doing meth, you know?
We're getting a fucking window into the fucking trash household here.
My favorite... I don't know if you remember the chug challenge, but it was like everybody was like chugging, I don't know, 12 or 16 ounces. American, whatever. But like they were chugging half liters of shit, right?
Oh, okay.
Just whatever, right? It started as like Mountain Dew or fucking Monster Energy drink or whatever. And the one that made it, the last time I heard about this challenge, a girl was driving a car. She had a Mickey, which is 12 ounces of vodka. And she said, "Hey guys, watch this." And she took a video of her and she made sure that everybody knew it was a sealed bottle of vodka. You know, so she, you knew she wasn't faking. Popped the lid, chugged it while driving, posted it on Facebook.
Oh, and then the cops came to her house.
And then the cops just walked right up to her door, pulled, you know, showed her the clip and said, "You know, this is illegal, right?" "Yeah, but it was for a video." I don't know if that's set, but
I wonder how that flies in court. "I'm sorry, Judge. Yeah. It was for an online video."
Case dismissed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that one chick who shot her boyfriend with a Desert Eagle, she got out relatively.
That was legitimately for a video.
Yeah.
I wanted her to do it. But
that was really for a video.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They tested it beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I don't know, man. I don't think if anyone ever came to me and said, "Hey, I want you to shoot me in the chest with this vest on for a video."
Do you know how many listeners we'd get? How many views we'd get?
Or that's what we're doing tomorrow? You get getting a vest, I'm shooting you?
No, I'm shooting you, if anything. Exactly.
I just said that I'm not getting shot either.
What do you mean? We'll discuss the semantics later.
We'll work it out.
Somebody's getting shot.
Shot a 50 cal handgun?
I have at the shooting range before.
Yeah, at the shooting range, of course.
Not least, at a person.
and well supervised, you know, yeah. But yeah, I have two, and I don't care what kind. I don't even want to stand in front of a car that you shoot one of those things on.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
like you when you feel that, like, it vibrates all the way down to your nuts when you take a shot.
Oh, my things. God. Yes. He's turning me on. You feel like a goddamn god, though, when you have one in your hand. Though.
You take that shot, and you're like,
you feel like
you don't even look at the targets. You don't fucking care if you hit it.
Exactly. you get a 50 cal in your hand. You feel like fucking Thanos. Like you can just snap your fingers and kill everybody in the fucking room.
Oh wow.
Mm.
All right, back to poop smear. All right,
Smith and Wesson fucking 50 cal revolver like James Bond had.
Oh. That's what I shot too.
Fuck me, YouTube. Whoa.
Man, you guys like guns.
America.
Yeah, right.
I'm not from America. This is weird. I told you I'd fit in Texas.
Yeah, right. No shit. So, okay. So he was subdued by police a couple times. Then in March 2018, he shows up at a live event in Florida. He began harassing employees, screaming, "My new wrestling nickname is Generation Flex. My dick and balls is bigger than Degeneration X."
Okay, well, yeah.
So, and then in April of...
rhymes!
Yeah, right? He can rhyme.
To be fair to the guy, it is kind of catchy. I might actually use that.
Just make sure you give credit where credit's due.
Please, I want to commit this to memory.
Let's hear it again.
"My wrestling nickname is Generation Flex. My dick and balls is bigger than Degeneration X." Make sure you credit Mr. Alejandro Montalavo. You don't want copyright infringement.
First person in the comments to get that on a shirt and post a picture.
Nice.
We'll give you something.
Yeah, we will.
I'll do something. All right. So then he still, at this point, no restraining order. April 2018, he posts a cryptic message on Instagram threatening WWE wrestlers and staff. At that point, that's when they rush to get the restraining order. He posts a cryptic message.
What did it say?
It didn't say. They probably took it down.
Hmm.
But, kayfabe.
But kayfabe. I guess. Kayfabe. Yeah, right? No shit. So I guess this guy has also in the past threatened to use his semen in a biological attack against WWF employees. WWE. Sorry, not the World Wide Wealth Fund. We love animals.
Use his semen in a biological attack.
Yeah, remember like the semen sprayer at Walmart we talked about like way back when in fucking one of those episodes?
Oh, where you put semen in like a spray bottle and just start spraying
people? He was spraying people with it? Oh, gross.
Well, I mean, You kind of have to do it that way because, I mean, like, you have to have it, like, a reserve ready.
Reserve,
I mean, otherwise, ready. You might be there for a while.
Trying to shoot it.
You know what I mean? It's just like you stay right there. I'm going to get you. Like I'm going to get – no, don't make eye contact. That makes it weird. Let me get this shit over with.
I'm trying to throw my semen on you, and you're not making it easy.
It is kind of funny how, as men, we have, like, built-in atomizers that just work very bad. They're just, like, shitty atomizers. Like, we can spray. We can spray you, but, like, you got to give me 30 minutes after.
Like, maybe a magazine or a video or something. Like,
And needless to say, this guy is still harassing wrestlers online on social media.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like probably just on Twitter, like just mentioning every wrestler he can, saying dirty shit to them.
So maybe he just thought that all of this negative attention would possibly get him into the WWE.
Or he thought the WWE universe is real and like he was trying to like be like a heel, like you were talking about. Like he was trying to like be part of the show.
He's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had a crazy fan do anything for you, Mr. Trash?
Whoa!
You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Not really, but I do have one favorite story back in my punk rock days.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so punk metal, whatever. We were too punk rock to play at the metal show and too metal to play at the punk show, you know what I mean? But that's where we were. And there was this big, tall, skinny girl just trying to hit on me, right? Mm-hmm. And I was out of town, couple hours down the road, whatever, and I'm married, you know, like I'm literally like almost like shoving my ring in her face, like fucking married, yo. Yeah. right. And she says, well, where's your wife? How is she out here supporting you? And I point at the bar and I'm like, see the redhead staring at you?
that's her.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened to that girl. Never saw her again. Like, she was gone, like, instantly.
Really?
Man, yeah. All it took was showing. You could have like pointed to any woman there and been like, "That's my wife." Well, even if your wife wasn't there, and she would have just been like,
"Nah." But my wife has. My wife was making a face.
Oh, like so your wife took her out and murdered her behind the venue, and like that's what never happened.
I'm sure that never happened. I'm sure somebody has seen this girl since then.
Somebody has seen her at some point.
Fucking mounted police are at your door. Do you know this young lady?
However, there was another time, because like I said, I used to drive bus.
Okay. Oh, God, I bet you had a lot of good bus stories.
Oh, there's some really sick people who ride the bus. You know? Yeah, and
that's true.
In all senses of sick?
Yeah. Well, this one girl. Same thing, right? Just like shoving my ring in her face, yelling at her, I'm fucking married, fuck off. Like she would get on my bus just to ride and like try and talk to me, and I would just stare out the window.
Like for real? Like she'd like stand by the bus driver's area and be like, hey.
Yeah. And she would, the one day, this was the day that I'm, again, this is part of the reason I'm not a bus driver anymore, because I walk in the office and I'm like, you know, this is happening. What can I do about it? They're like, oh, avoid eye contact. Fuck you. Anyway,
that's their answer.
That's legitimately what I was told about this. Like, anyway. She comes up to me and she's like, are you on all night? And I'm like, no, I'm just doing breaks. I'm done soon. She's like, oh, well, maybe you could give me a ride to the mall and I could give you... I looked at her, I'm like, are you seriously fucking saying what I think you're saying? No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, no, you're fucking not. You fucking freak. Get the fuck away. Don't talk to me anymore.
Do you have any stories that don't include you having the largest dick in the world that women just can't stay away from?
I consider myself a good-looking person. I mean, I'm short, fat, and bald. Like, this is not...
Well, you got it's all these women just throwing formula. Themselves at you.
I don't get it. But to be fair, the one who offered me head for a ride home, she's dead now, so that's good.
poor girl. How did she
tosses.
Okay.
Yo, this is the best story ever. That fucking twist at the end, I wasn't expecting.
By the way, she's dead.
Oh my god!
At one point, I was sitting there going like, "Oh fuck!" You know that one? At least I haven't seen her for a while. Somebody's like, "You know she died, right?" I'm like, "Nope."
Like that's why she hasn't been trying to suck my dick on the bus lately. Go figure.
Yeah. Well then, that's what happened. I'm assuming it's natural causes. Could have been suicide. I don't know.
She was so distraught about the mall trip.
Well, I mean,
he doesn't care.
All right, this woman had teeth the way that teeth are jagged shards of bone that stick out of your skull. Okay?
He's deformating a dead girl.
This is the greatest.
She's not even alive to defend herself.
Jesus Christ. Well, all folks, right. It was good to have a Crazy Town podcast while it lasted.
Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, no.
I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, God. Whew, that was a good story.
The views and opinions of Johnny White Trash are not necessary. The views and opinions of the Crazy Town podcast.
Nice disclaimer.
TNT Dynamite.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on the Crazy Town podcast.
Old banana, you disgust me. Old banana, you're not right. Old banana, you are mushy because you're no longer right. Old banana turning spotted. Old banana turning brown. Old banana, you are worthless. It's time to throw you out.
Or make banana bread.
And welcome back to the Crazy Town podcast with Jonas, TNT Dynamite, and Johnny White Trash. So guys, we've had a lot of awesome topics so far on the show. Could be possibly the last one ever after that last.
You're going to start me mad again, dude.
All right. Yeah. I'm not going to go there. So I'm going to do one more, maybe two more stories. We'll do this and we'll see where it goes. So have you guys ever seen the video on YouTube about like the guy, the disappearing guy who like ran out of the airport?
The disappearing guy.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
So no. This happened back in 2014. And it's
was
one
that
of those...
PewDiePie or Markiplier?
Ew. Two people I'd wish disappear.
So you don't like the PewDiePie? Those... he has the most subscribers, therefore he's the best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
So July 28th, 2014, a man named Lars Mittank, Mittank, he was 28 years old. He arrived at an airport in Bulgaria to fly home to Germany. He came in. This is all documented on the CCTV of the airport, and you can find the videos on YouTube.
All right.
He came into the airport with his taxi. He grabbed his luggage. He walked inside. And then all of a sudden, he just left his bags, ran out of the terminal, and he has never been seen again since. Like, literally, like, ran out of the terminal. Like, something was fucking chasing him out of the terminal.
Oh, he's dead.
So what happened was, it said that he was on a trip with friends. And he ended up staying behind when his friends left because he had a blown eardrum from an incident I'm going to discuss in a minute. And he didn't want to – he wanted to wait an extra day and get medical clearance to fly home, because if you fly with a fucked up ear, it can fuck your world up. I guess the night before he left, he called his mother, and he was whispering and acting strange. He told her to cancel his bank cards. Mm. He was being followed and looking for a place to hide and hung up.
Mm.
Mind you, mom didn't like think that was strange and like do anything. She was just like, oh, I guess he was acting weird. Mm. Oh, that's that Lars just being.
You know, you're always too late anyway.
That's true. Yeah, I guess if you're to that point. So the police checked the security footage of the hotel. The entire night he had been pacing the hallways, looking out windows. He was hiding in the elevators. And at one point, he left for an hour and came back. And no one has any idea where he went for that hour. So this guy was – something was fucked up with this.
Drug dealers.
Yeah,
this is a pretty easy story so far.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sounds like drug dealers.
So
stole
at
some
dawn,
money.
He called his mom and said that people were chasing him and they were getting close. And then he texted her when he arrived at the terminal that he had arrived at the terminal. So I guess what happens when he got to the terminal, there was a doctor at the airport. He went to the doctor. The doctor cleared him to fly. And then when he was in the doctor's office or doctor's area, a construction worker entered the room because they were doing construction. The construction worker like walked through the area that they were in. And when the construction worker walked in the area, he jumped up and ran out of the airport. And then from after he went through the airport, all of the stuff that was caught on tape, he ran into the woods that were across from the airport, and then he has never been seen again.
Did they check under the ground? Did they look there?
So
it's a good place.
Yeah. Is there a river near there?
Yeah, right. Well, I guess this has been a little bit of a conspiracy. I'll get that in a second. But so I guess while they were in Bulgaria, he was out drinking and got in a fight over a soccer game. He got jumped by four guys, and that's how his eardrum got busted. So he was punched and it ruptured his eardrum, and he was given antibiotics, but he never filled the prescription. So they speculate that they're not sure if the hit to the head fucked him up, or he got an infection in his ruptured eardrum and it caused him to get like paranoid.
Really going to blame this on an ear infection, huh?
No, I'm just throwing ideas out to get your thoughts.
He was pacing the halls and calling his mom because the ear infection was too much for him to handle. And then he disappeared, because that's what happens when you get an ear infection.
I don't know. The more I listen to this story, the more I think the balloon broke. You know, like that's just what it sounds like to me. Like maybe he had to stay an extra day because he hadn't pooped.
Yeah.
Like he thought he would.
That's a good idea.
So to break it down for the listeners, if they don't know what you're talking about, I've heard that people will smuggle drugs in balloons and they swallow them and then they shit them out.
He's a coke mule.
Yeah, he's a coke mule. And you're thinking maybe it didn't go properly and he was freaking out because the cartel was coming to get him or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, four guys kick the shit out of you in a nightclub over a air quote soccer game. Maybe they're like, Bulgaria, is that kind of like Russia? Because I'm going to do Russian. Where are my drugs?
That was very well done.
Like, sorry, guys, I'm just having poop. I can't poop.
But still,
help you poop.
even if that is the case, where did he fucking disappear? Why did he just like disintegrate in the thin air?
Well, right. Well, like, I guess there's been posts over the years since this happened, and I saw them on Reddit and on YouTube. People claim that they've seen him. People claim that they've done this and that or whatever, and they've all ended up being debunked as not him or whatever. So, like, people, like, even the internet has went after this one and tried to, like, figure it out. You know the internet can find some shit out. I don't know if you ever listened to the fucking podcast that we did where we talked about how 4chan trolled Shia LaBeouf. Did you ever hear that one?
Yes, I'm familiar with the story.
Right. Like, if the internet wants to do something, the internet will do something.
You're not wrong.
I know, man. I love, because they, like, hey, I know that building behind him. It's in blah, blah, blah.
Right, and then they had the guy drive around and honk his horn, and they said heard his horn on the webcam. And, like,
Wait, honk again? Yeah, I hear you. You sound two blocks away. Let me do some audio analysis.
Yeah, right. Let me do the flight patterns and the stars in the sky to figure out your location.
The internet is pretty powerful.
Yeah. When it's so great, like, that the minds on the internet can align for such nonsense that, like, if, like, just to think, like, if you really wanted to accomplish something, like, for the good of all mankind, but yet they're just like, you know what? We're going to find Shia LaBeouf's flag in the middle of some random country and steal it.
This is actually a great idea for a horror movie. You can call it The Internet. If it chooses to kill you, it will. Whoa. Just a bunch of fucking nerds in their basements.
What the fuck was that? There was something like that. What the fuck was it? I watched
Stranger Things?
Like, no, it was something like... Oh, it was a fucking Black Mirror episode.
Black Mirror, that's what I meant, not Stranger Things.
Let me tell you about Black Mirror.
There was the bees. There was like a bees episode, mechanical bees, and they would and they would burrow into somebody, and then they would find, and then that's who had to die or some shit.
Spoilers.
Yeah. What about Black Mirror?
Funny about Black Mirror, like, there's an episode where, like, your whole life is determined by, like, your rating, like how many thumbs up you got.
We talked about that on the last episode, because China has a real social rating system now.
Well, not just that, but, like, they're like, oh, man, that's so far-fetched. And it's like, yeah, but somebody, like, this one chick in Lethbridge acted like an asshole, right? Like a racist asshole. Mm. And they found her and got her fired from her job. She's, like, evicted from her place. And I'm like, I'm not saying I would defend this woman at all, but, like, her social media rating went down. She lost her job. She lost her house. She lost, like, kind of is like that already in a way.
Yeah, it's not as extreme as in the show, but it is kind of. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, well, if you act like a dick, yeah, you tend to fucking close doors and windows that could potentially be open for you.
You're full of bigotry and hatred and fucking all.
And if you
shit
do
like
it
that.
Online where everybody can see it at the click of a button, everybody.
Well, I mean, I think that's the thing people don't seem to understand is like you just like I just assume that everything I do is on film, not film in a hard drive somewhere.
I got you. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But like, cause like, it's just the way it is now. You know, yeah. Everybody's like, oh my God, Facebook's violating my privacy. Privacy? You don't have privacy. You can't afford privacy.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Zuckerberg can afford privacy. That's why he has tape over his camera and his microphone. Everybody's like, oh, we should too. You're not Mark Zuckerberg. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Right.
You
right.
don't need to worry about covering your microphone and your camera. That's Two true. Chains. Might have to. Ozzy Osbourne might have to. Mark Zuckerberg might have to. Johnny Whitecash, Jonas, and TNT Dynamite do not.
Where's the correlation between Two Chains, Ozzy Osbourne, and Mark Zuckerberg?
I was just
trying to go with like big names.
Okay, that's fine.
And
that's awesome.
And I was gonna say Lil Wayne, but I don't know. It came out Two Chains.
That's fine. Hey, look, it worked.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy too because there's been stories of all time of like where, you know, way back even books like 1984 and all that where it's like you give up privacy for the idea of safety.
It's, oh my God.
They say it's let us view this stuff because there's such threats out there. You need to be safe, and everyone thinks it makes them safer, but it really just takes away your privacy.
You mean like dangerous things, like saying there's only two genders? That kind of dangerous thing?
Whoa! Look at that.
Prove me
take.
Wrong. Prove me wrong.
Right? Like lots of people think I'm a conservative. I am not. I am not at all. Yeah. However, like it's just one of those things where it's like the left, the feminist, whatever the fuck it all is, right, yeah. That's who's coming after us. You know what I mean? It's like they're throwing tofu feces at us. I don't fucking know.
Dude, I like this political rant, actually.
But like it is, though. I mean, like, you know, it's like, oh, well, you people are just, like hate speech. What the fuck is hate speech?
Right.
You know what I mean? I listen to heavy metal. You hater. All right. Fuck it. I don't know. Like,
well, how do you feel about Mexicans?
Jesus. I hate to say it, but the first thing that popped in my head, I'm just going to blurt it out. I love going to the resorts in Mexico.
And that's the Canadian right, perspective.
Wow, yeah.
Hey,
that's
you're all
the American perspective.
we're the foreigners here.
Yeah, right?
We're the foreigners.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, yeah, that the way social media is taking over, like, yeah, it's not essentially like a score, but like China, yeah, I don't know if you listened to the last episode, but they basically have a system where if you do fucked up shit, like you can't go to certain schools or you can't fly or your passports are delayed and all this other shit. Just basically like saying, don't be a dick. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a piece of shit.
And I get that, except the goalpost kind of keeps moving. You know what I mean? I don't think people should be treated differently based on the color of their skin. I think two dudes should be able to get married just as much as a guy and a girl. You know, that guy wants to wear a dress. That guy wants to chop his dick off. You know, I'm fine. Everything is cool. You know, chop your dick off. Hi, ma'am. How's it going? We're cool. Actually, I want you to call me a zir. The fuck is a zir?
I think it's pronounced czar.
You know what I mean?
Wait, like, is that what like, happens when you chop off your penis?
You become a what? You become Putin.
There's one video. It's like some people ask me if I'm a boy or a girl, and I say neither. Okay, so mental illness runs strong.
That's when you show them a diagram.
Yeah, right.
If you have one of these, then you're a boy.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I like, you know, I have a penis, I like to wear pink, and I play with dolls. Okay, so have a penis, fucking play with dolls, and wear pink. Who cares? You don't have to chop your dick off just to play with dolls. I'm just saying.
That's true.
If that's a gem.
I mean, technically, like, action figures are just dolls. like G.I. Joes and fucking.
You shut
what
your
the fuck are yeah, exactly. Thank
hot
you.
Takes. No, I'm just fucking around. I just want to see what you guys would say. Both of you guys were like, shut your fucking mouth. Don't you dare say that about action figures.
My Deadpool action figure in miniature set is not a dollhouse, you son of a bitch.
Oh, shit.
All right, so now that I've completely alienated all of your audience.
No, it's fine, man. We need takes from across the pond.
Yeah, we need some Canadian hotcakes.
You know, I mean, I'm just going to say it. You know, Hillary was a bad choice. I'm not saying Trump was a good choice, but I mean, yeah,
dude,
like, you just kind of watch that whole thing happen, and I'm like, really? Yeah. This is it?
Yeah. Imagine what we thought, because it affects us every day of our fucking lives.
Yeah, you guys, prime minister, ain't doing too hot either.
I just got to say this. To all you fucking people who said you were moving up to Canada, where the fuck are you?
We don't want to be. You know, you think we want to deal with Trudeau? You think we want to deal with Trudeau?
I'm moving to Canada if he wins. He won. Well, maybe not like all the
way
to
Canada. Maybe
next
year. Maybe after year four, I'll be. Yeah, I got to get my affairs straight. I got to. Yeah. Everyone likes to talk a lot of shit.
Or maybe they found out how hard it is to move to Canada.
Oh, it's ridiculously hard, man. I have a buddy. He was he met a girl online playing fucking World of Warcraft or something. She lives I think Vancouver. And and they met, oh my god, like 10 plus years ago. And he was like, he was a military guy in the US, blah blah blah, like all this shit, and he is just now officially got his, I don't even know if it's a dual citizenship or whatever, so he can go and work in Canada and live. He lives with her now in Canada. But it took him like 10 fucking years like to like get the whole process. Like, I mean, I don't know how long ago he started, but he just
you can't just hop in a van and cross the border and expect to live there.
No. Do we have to take like a citizenship test?
He had to do all sorts of shit, man.
Do we have to like learn Canadian history? Do we have to get a green card? Is it a red card?
Is that what the canis, the red card?
You have to get a sin.
I've done that more so many times last night, brother.
It's a social insurance number. You're sin.
Oh, so it's like our social security number, basically.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
You have to get that, and I don't know what it takes, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's been a long process. I don't know either, but yeah, there's a lot. I mean, everyone is fucking an extremist when it comes to fucking anything. Like, oh, if this happens, I'm gonna chop my fucking dick off. Like, you know, dude.
Plus, the illegal immigration problem is basically y'all's fault. You want to know how? I'll tell you.
Tell us how America fucked up America.
You keep saying America's the best country ever. It's great here. America's so awesome. America's so awesome. Oh, can we come?
We say that all the time. Yeah. We're always saying that. He's got us, man.
No, you stay over here. It's great because you're not here. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like the grass is greener. Like everyone always thinks it's greater somewhere else.
Yeah, no.
It's true.
I mean, our leader of our country might be prettier than yours, but I don't think he's any smarter.
Justin? Yeah, exactly. Like I said, do you really think we want to deal with Justin? I don't think so. You can keep him and Justin Bieber. We're taking Ryan Reynolds.
We'll take, and Kevin Smith.
Yeah, okay, we'll take him too.
He's yours.
All right. All right, guys. I think that's about all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank Johnny Whitetrash for coming on the show, fucking hot taking it up, showing the Canadian side of some American topics. And you want to tell everybody where they can find you again online and all that stuff?
I'm so sorry.
Sorry for what?
I mean, I know that's the Canadian thing to say, but the more I think about it, the more I think, you know, I really have to have a good long think after this one.
No, dude, it's fine. Dude, you told one of the best jokes in Crazy Town history. It was at the expense of somebody's life, but it was still pretty funny.
The best part, it wasn't even a joke. It was just a true story.
Was it a joke?
It wasn't at all. That was the most I think I've ever heard you laugh about one thing on this podcast.
Dude,
over 45 episodes.
Oh shit!
He was talking about her teeth, and she's not alive. It's so fucked up.
All right,
I love how that's the line. Her teeth.
That was the line that got him.
You can talk talk about anything else, but you leave dead people's teeth alone.
Oh, shit. So where can they find you online, man? Where are you at on Twitter? Where are you at on YouTube?
White Trash Show on all the social medias and JohnnyWhiteTrash.com.
All right. Cool. So, TNT, you got anything you want to promote? You want to talk about anything?
Yeah, I'm TNT Dynamite, next Prime Minister of Canada, as soon as I get my SIM card. You can find me here at the Crazy Town. I have a YouTube channel. I have not posted anything in over a year, but it is it's there. But
you're on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm on Twitter. Yeah. Justin Trudeau. Did I already say that? Anyway. Jonas, tell them about the YouTube channel.
Okay. All right. Well, do want you to give us any feedback. Whether you tell me how much you hate the show, give us a review on iTunes. Go to our YouTube channels, Crazy Town Media. Subscribe, share our videos, tell everyone how amazing it is, because it is fucking amazing. This Twitter at Crazy Town Pod and at Crazy Town Media. Make sure you subscribe on everywhere you can. For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite, and for Johnny White Trash, we are out.
Bye.
Over.